My guest at this time is Elena Newport, the lovely and talented, multi-talented star, really, of the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist. You can catch them every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about their work and buy their stuff, and we'll have more on that a little bit later in our conversation at capitalsteps.com. Elena, it's an exciting time of the year. Spring is finally here. In fact, spring lasted about a day in the Washington area.
Right.
It hit 90. There's major sporting events, opening day in baseball, championships in the Masters, and college basketball, and then comes the 15th. And that's tax day on Monday. That's not very exciting.
Yeah, but I don't pay taxes.
Oh, and why is that?
I have all my money very safely in a bank in Cyprus. So it's all taken care of, and I don't worry about it a bit. You know, I got the advice from Wesley Snipes' attorney, so I figured it would work, yeah.
What could possibly go wrong? But while Elena is not at all worried about tax day, a lot of people do dread the 15th of April. In fact, some have not even done their taxes yet. And so a few years ago, the Capitol Steps put together this classic song, one of my all-time favorites, about the frustrations of tax deadlines and dealing with the IRS.
Though you pay off your tax with the shirts off your backs, you don't know what the government's planned. They will send you a bill for a cool 50 mil, though your income be just 20 grand. When IRS guys are smiling, watch your taxes multiply. If they say you missed a filing, kiss your blarney house goodbye. Their audits gave me an ulster, and my taxes are doubling, they say. You didn't know it was going to be that bad tonight, did ya? So I'll give the address of the IRS to my friends at the IRA.
Oh, Elena, that one never gets old.
Glad there's not a tax on puns, aren't you?
Were there really that loud of hisses coming from the audience? I guess there were. You record those live.
Oh, that, you know, it's a good kind of hiss.
Oh, man.
Oh, well, and I think we also got you our song about the new Pope.
Yes, yes, but, very excited about
you
that.
You know, there was a clamor on our Facebook page to use this particular vehicle because, you know, obviously showbiz, where the Pope is from, but I'll let the song speak for itself.
Ah, well set up. Here we go.
It isn't easy becoming Pope. The conclave is dull and it takes several days. Then you look out and see the wet smoke blowing west, and you're elected. And now all the press wants to know where you're from. They're asking you questions all day, like what soccer team you like best. Don't cry, I'm from Argentina. Although I speak great Italian, I say buongiorno and buenos dias, but I like vino from Argentina. Yes, I am from Argentina, and yes, this Catholic. My desk is maple, my hat is papal. I'm realistic and Eucharistic. Have I said too much? I have nothing more to say of note. But I think you know I won with the Hispanic vote.
Oh, that Hispanic vote really comes in critical in all sorts of elections.
You really? Now, do you follow the Pope on Twitter?
Yeah, I don't. I think I followed just as Benedict resigned. I don't really can't tell you anything he's tweeted yet, but I think I do follow him. Yeah.
Well, on our new album that's coming out just came out yesterday, we have the Pope's first tweet. So that, I won't give it away. But if you want the new album, it's called Fiscal Shades of Grey.
Okay.
And it's on our website.
Very good. And that's capitalsteps.com. And check it out. How many tracks? Well over 20 usually.
Yeah. It actually, we do an album every year. So it covers the fall election season. And it covers a lot of, you know, covers a lot of other stuff too. The budget crisis, the fiscal cliff, all that stuff that's very hard to make funny. But we do attempt.
Oh, that's why the Capital Steps are the best in the business. Because you're able to do that on a regular basis. So yeah, it's called Fiscal Shades of Grey. Find it at capitalsteps.com and go to the website right now and make sure you're the first one to get it. So, Elena, have a great day. We'll talk to you later.
All right, thanks. Talk to you next week.
You bet. Elena Newport, star of the Capital Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. We'll go once again to capitalsteps.com and get their brand new CD, Fiscal Shades of Grey. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.